Hello, everybody. This is Biz from Happily Thinner After, and we are going to do an interview with a client of the Bod Squad, and her name is Tola. And first of all, we'd like to get some of the housekeeping out of the way first, kind of get you introduced to her, and we're going to interview her about her journey with HCG and her maintenance. So, again, your name is Tola.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Yes, it is. do you have an issue with giving us your age?
No, I'm 43.
Okay. And, of course, this is August of 2012. I do want to mention that so we can kind of get a general idea of the time frame of this when this interview took place. And you are from what part of the United States?
I live in Texas.
Okay. So you live in hot country.
Yes.
Are you at your goal?
I am right now sitting a couple of pounds above my goal from strays, but yes, I'm pretty close.
Good. So about how many pounds have you totally lost in your journey with HCG?
I've lost a little over 80.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
Yes.
How long did it take you to get there?
To get to the full 80, it took about a year and a half. To get to my original goal, it took 1 year and 1 day.
That is amazing. That's quick. Oh, the beauty of HCG. So how long have you been maintaining that weight?
About 15 months.
15 months. That's amazing. I use amazing and awesome a lot, so just bear with me. Okay, so that's the housekeeping part of the interview. We're going to kind of go back. We're going to go into the meat and the heart of the issues. The meat and heart of the interview. So if you could pinpoint a time when your weight issues began, what would you say that was?
It was about the time I hit adolescence when I was 13 years old. And I don't know whether it was just hitting adolescence. My parents had just gotten divorced. I'd moved across country. A lot of things. I've been a very thin child, and I just started not being a thin child anymore.
So, Tola, do you think, like, maybe puberty or hormones, you know, played a point in
happening at the same time, so I think so.
Okay. What other so-called, quote-unquote, diets have you tried over the years?
Oh, I've tried a bunch of them. At one point, I did use Jenny Craig and lost quite a bit of weight, but I gained it back. I've done just restricted diet. I tried Atkins, Sugar Busters, Weight Watchers, take off pounds sensibly, and just about anything else people told me about.
Okay, TOPS, is that what you
said?
Can you describe a little bit about what that, I've never heard of that before.
It was more like, kind of like Alcoholic Anonymous. You would go into a room and say, I'm an overeater. And
I got
kind of a support group like that, a 12-step.
Okay. You did mention that Jenny Craig did help you you lose weight. Was that probably the most successful before HCG?
It was. I wanted to go into the Navy as a nurse, and I was too heavy, and so I did that and lost enough weight to be able to get in. And I maintained while I was on active duty, but the second I came off, I lost some weight back up.
Gotcha. Okay. So what was your, like, your health or your condition before you started the HCG protocol?
Well, immediately before I started the HCG protocol, I was feeling pretty bad. My blood pressure was creeping up. I just felt very sluggish. I felt bad. I was depressed.
And so that kind of ties into, like, your mental health. What was your mental health like?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had no self-worth. I felt like I was just a slug, just a drain. I really, every time I would see, I couldn't even look in the mirror. It was really bad.
I don't think any of us listening can relate to that.
Yeah.
So what was it that made you decide to use the HCG protocol?
Well, in January 2010, I broke my neck in a car accident, and I came out of that with a few deficits, but not like it could have been. I mean, I could have died or been paralyzed or any number of things that happened that didn't. And so I really did a lot of soul searching. Why did this happen, and why did I come out of it okay? And I just figured I wasn't done living. God had other plans for me, and it would be shameful for me to die from a heart attack just because I was too fat. And so that was really what put me in the place to be able to get to it and stick with it.
Excellent, excellent. How did you come to find out about the HCG protocol?
There is a health food store in our town, a little locally owned place, that had a sign that said we have the HCG diet. And so I just went in there and talked to them and purchased everything that day and started the next morning.
Wow, how excellent. Were you, it seems that you were pretty much sold on sight. Were you apprehensive about anything?
Yes. The 500 calories seemed pretty daunting. That seems extreme when you look at it. I'm in the medical profession, and so I have some science background. It couldn't make sense, really, of what Dr. Simmons was talking about and his talk about why it works and how it works, because that is so against everything I've been taught. But I was just at the point I had to do something, and that was the something I did, thank goodness.
Definitely. So basically, how did you get over your apprehension?
It was just a mindset. I was just in that right place in my mind and at the right time. Something had to be done, and I could do that. And so
excellent.
I'm hard-headed.
No, really? None of us can relate to that either.
Yeah.
I know you and I, being that we're client-coach relationship, we have a client-coach relationship, I talk to my clients a lot about support and how important I think support is. You turned to the Happily Thinner After website for some support. What brought you to that site?
I didn't find that website until almost I was into my fourth round when I found it, and I think I was actually just searching for recipes online, and I came across the Happily Thinner After website, and it was just like, wow, this is what I've been looking for. And I got on Journal very quickly and joined boot camp very quickly and found that having support was the piece that I was missing, that I was struggling with. I mean, I was successful in the weight loss part, but it was just me against my family, against everybody else who were saying, that's just stupid. You can't lose weight on 500 calories. It's just because you're limiting your calories. It has nothing to do with the HCG. All the naysayers were able to go away then in my mind because I had the support I needed.
Wow. Excellent. Excellent. Now, while you were doing your rounds, were you following Dr. Simeon's protocol or did you use some other plan?
I followed Dr. Simeon's book to the T. His protocol to the T.
So what application did you, when you started doing the HCG protocol, how did you dose?
The homeopathic stuff that I got at the health food store.
Okay, so this was through the health food store that you had found the HCG diet, the information.
Yes.
On. What made you decide to go with that method of application? It was just from being there?
It was from there, and actually the lady I bought them from had also done the injection, and she told me the name of a doctor who was close by, but my insurance wouldn't pay for it, and it was just going to be a lot more expensive than doing the homeopathic. And after my surgery, I figured I'd had enough stuff put into my body that I couldn't take out, so I with homeopathic.
I gotcha. So you've been pleased with the homeopathic?
Yes, I've never used any other method.
Okay. When on the homeopathic, do you adjust your dose? Do you have to adjust your dose, or do you?
Not daily.
You have a pretty much normal dose that you take.
Yeah, it's a normal dose I take. When I did change brands, suggested it twice a day instead of it three times a day, and so that's the only change I really made.
Okay, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty and talk about numbers, because you know how much numbers thrill me. It's all about data for me. How many rounds have you been on?
I've been on...
Let's back up for a second. Let's not count rounds that you've used for maintenance. Count just rounds that you lose, that you lost weight.
Six.
Okay, six rounds. And in those six rounds, you lost a little over 80 pounds.
Yes.
Okay. Can you give me a rough idea off the top of your head, the total amount of weeks that you were actually on HCG for those six rounds? Can is there a number that you're that comes quickly?
42.
I'm sorry, say it again.
42.
42 weeks. 42 total weeks that you were on the HCG?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I lied.
I thought...
the team, 21 weeks.
I was going to say, I thought it was less than that.
No, I added up and then I multiplied it twice. 1 week.
Then you wanted to double it for some reason. So... what you're saying then, because I want this point to be brought out, in 21 weeks of being on HCG, you lost 80 pounds.
Yes, over 80.
Okay. We need to sit with that for just a second because that's kind of amazing.
Yes.
21 weeks. What is it? I'm going to pull up my calculator really quick. It was a total of what, 82 weeks? I mean, 82 pounds?
Yes.
That's almost 4 pounds a week. That is stinking amazing.
Yeah. I've over whatever my round of HCG was, I've never lost as an average less than half a pound a day.
Wow. And that is pretty much the norm for women, especially women that are, you know, close to older. I don't want to say old, but older than, you know, usually around the 40, 50, 60 years, the average is a half a pound a day. You went from what size to what size?
From a tight 22 down to somewhere between 4 and 6 and occasional 2.
That one just gave me goose pimples all the way down. Okay. That's awesome. Okay, let's talk a little bit practical use of the HCG. Has there been any health improvement since you've been on the protocol?
Yes, my blood pressure is back down to where it used to be. In fact, it runs low now, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I feel better. My self-image, I don't mind. I mean, I'm not obsessed with mirrors, but I certainly don't mind looking in them anymore. Occasionally, I'll even walk. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought. Sorry about that.
When I go outside at work, I have to walk down an outside corridor, and there are windows all along that. And occasionally, I'll catch a glimpse of myself and look to see who that is, because I don't even recognize myself after all this time.
It's still playing games with your head. So do you feel that the protocol gives you a little bit more than just weight loss?
Oh, absolutely. It gave me, I mean, it really boosted my self-esteem. I met a goal. Anytime you meet any kind of true goal in your mind, it's a boost. It's given me the confidence to go out there and talk to people about it. It's given me the confidence even at work in my practice to pay folks. Clue as to why your kid may be so overweight and it might be following that food pyramid. Let's talk about this. And so, yes, it's given me a tremendous, more than just some health benefits. It's given me a lot of confidence, a lot of knowledge. You've given me a lot of knowledge.
We've shared a lot of knowledge. Has there been, you know, to be fair, let's go on the other side of the coin. Has there been anything that you might consider negative in regards to using the HCG protocol for weight loss?
Not really negative. You know, the one negative thing is some of my heavier friends don't really want to do things anymore. That's the one negative. I guess that's okay.
Well, we talk about that in my program, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We talk about that in the Bod Squad. That happens, and you have to be prepared for it. Have you noticed any health side effects to using the HCG protocol?
Well, while I was on the HCG protocol, especially my first two rounds, I had just had the the car accident. I had tons of drugs in my system from that. And when Dr. Sands talked about, you know, you might have flu-like symptoms for a couple of days, no, I had flu-like symptoms for several weeks the first time. And the first round was 6 weeks. The second round was 3 weeks because I stopped earlier than I'd planned to because I just felt so bad. But I really think with just detoxing all that stuff out of my fat.
Right.
And
after
that, I stuck with it. I'm glad I did because my subsequent rounds have not had that experience at all.
So, I mean, I don't want you to give any medical advice. We are both not there. We don't want to do that. But in your opinion, do you feel like the ACG protocol can be used, not can be used, I don't want to use that term, that it is a form of a detox that actually, if you follow it as written, it kind of cleans your system out?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Can I tell you about the rash story, or you want me to say that?
No, I would love for you to share that story.
Okay.
That's awesome. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I had a rash on my neck that I had for years. It would it was just a red raised
like an eczema
bump.
Kind of thing?
No, it was bumps.
Oh,
like
it was bumps.
Almost looked like acne.
Okay.
It was just came up my up my neck, by my ear, sometimes around my ear, sometimes up on my face. I went to several dermatologists. I'd been to my primary care physician. They would give me this cream or that cream or this antibiotic or a ton of stuff that never really worked. One day after I finished my first round of HCG, I looked in the mirror and that rash was gone. It's like, wait, where's my rash? And now I can tell that when I'm on the HCG and I'm eating clean, that rash is gone. When I'm off and I'm on maintenance and I eat something I know I probably should eat, it'll come right back to me.
Have you pinpointed to what might cause the rash when you're off?
I think it's wheat.
Yeah.
I think that it's wheat.
Yep. We've learned a lot this year.
We have learned a lot. We have.
It's
wheat
been
is
kind
not
of
my
an
friend.
Eye-opening thing for me, too. Yeah, it's okay, we're not going to, this is not about wheat. We could go on for hours about wheat.
Yes.
Okay. Going back to some of the effects that you had while going on HCG, was there anything strange that happened in relation to your body while on any of your rounds?
The thing that seemed strange to me, and it's what is supposed to happen with it, though, was how it shrank it. It didn't just lose pounds. It's truly pounds and inches. Simeon's talked about. And, I have friends who've done lap band or gastric bypass, and they lose a lot of weight, but they have baggy skin in the worst way. And I don't have that. People don't realize that I was ever heavy when they see me now.
That's kind of
phenomenal. I don't have that. It is.
That's
it
not
is
even kind of phenomenal. That is just plain phenomenal.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest difference when I look at people who have lost weight. I'm the only one I know on HCG, but the picture on Happiness Interactor's website, you could just see it after time again, that it's the pounds and inches. It all goes.
Right. While you were on protocol, did you have any tips or tricks you used to stay clean and continue? I know you have an insane schedule. How did you stay clean and stay on protocol with all your daily life and your responsibilities that you have?
A very wise coach once told me that you have to plan. You have to be not reactive. You have to keep stuff at arm's length away from you. You got to be ready. You have to have, something in the refrigerator at work that you can snack on that's protocol legal. Otherwise, you're going to reach for something that's not.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just want people to get a sense of what your schedule is like so they can't say, well, she doesn't have a schedule like mine. Give me a typical day. I mean, you wrote the other day that you had an 18-hour day or something. It was like, how do you function?
Well, I'm an assistant director of an associate degree in nursing program, and so I teach in nursing school. I also maintain a part-time practice at a pediatric office. I'm a nurse practitioner. I also have three children. I'm homeschooling the two younger ones now. And in addition to that, I have a farm, and I've got a mother who lives about an hour and a half away who has cancer, who I spend a lot of time with. And so I just go and go and go.
And you have maintained your weight for how long?
15 months. It's a big loss.
You see? So it can be done.
It can be done. It has to be done.
There you go. There you go. While you were on protocol, well, even if you're not, just people that you share this with, have you had to deal with any people that were kind of negative or naysayers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of folks want to say it's not going to work. When I first started it, I talked to my doctor about it. And he said, sure, try it, but it's not going to work. And even I stopped going to him for a little while and went to somebody who was more holistic, but ended up going back to him for insurance type reasons. And when they saw me, they couldn't believe how much weight I lost, because I had lost, I guess, 75 pounds since I'd seen them last. And he acknowledged that, yes, I lost the weight, but he would not owe it to the HCG. He just wouldn't be.
He thought you were lying then?
No, he didn't think I was lying. He just thinks it's just from restricting my calories. It had nothing to do with the HCG diet.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. Say that one again.
He thought it was just from restricting the calories. But we just talked about that. That was only 21 weeks. So I don't think that's it.
You know, I'm just thankful there are some doctors, some rogue doctors out there that know that this works and that can see the science behind it. But then there are some, and unfortunately, when you're stuck in a healthcare system that you can, you know, you don't have choices to go outside your whatever that they call it, that HMO or PPO or whatever they say. If you can't go outside and find those doctors, then you're kind of stuck. So sometimes you just have to go into the self-doctoring routine, which is basically what you did.
Yes.
But you have the numbers to prove that what you did was good for you.
Not only your
blood numbers and your blood pressure and, you know, mm-hmm. not needing medication and, you know, all that kind of stuff is all a testament to how well HCG works.
Absolutely.
So have you helped anybody offline with the HCG protocol?
I talk about it all the time. There was an article that the lady at the health food store, they actually do a weekly little column in our local paper, and they did a three-week series on my story on the HCG protocol.
You're famous.
Oh, well, yeah, infamous maybe. And, lots of people there, lots of people come up to me all the time, especially I've recently gone back to the pediatric office that I used to work in, and people will ask, oh, wow, where's the rest of you when I walk in the room, and I'll tell everybody about it. I've had friends and coworkers start the HCG diet. I haven't had anybody complete a full round. Unfortunately, everybody thinks, you know, they'll get in there and it's too hard, I can't do this right now. I had to have that brownie. The kid brought it to me from school and I'm a teacher. I had to eat it. So I'm still working on them. I'm hopeful, but
you know, you had an epiphany. I don't even want to call it an epiphany. You had a moment, an enlightenment moment that said that, you know, it was an emotional decision that you made, and it was with feeling, and it was do this or die, basically.
Yes.
You know, these people haven't reached that moment.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they have to reach that moment. I mean, you know, in all the 12-step programs, they talk about, you know, where they being in the gutter, or I forget
mm-hmm.
how they put it.
That's
but
exactly
like,
it. You're down, face down in the mud. Mm-hmm. The only place you can go is up, and you got to make that decision. It's either that or die.
Yeah, and it's sad because, you know, once you do make the decision, it's pretty easy.
Yes.
And we talk about that in my program, don't we? About the decision-making process.
At length, yes.
You have to decide. And once you make the decision, then the universe kind of conspires to let you fulfill that decision. So
yes.
it's a hard call when you've got friends and family that you know this would be good for. It has to be on their terms and when they're ready.
Mm-hmm. May I ask
something? Sure, please do.
Yeah, I want to say, well, I have not been able to help my friends here at home with me, the Happily Thinner After website, I have made so many new friends, people that I correspond with, even outside of the HTA website now with, that we're our support for each other. They learn from me. I learn from them. The BOD squad is amazing. And so I may not have that, but I have your website and the things that you've put together to help.
Well, we go into it just a little bit. I want to talk to you about support and how important support is in your maintenance and stuff like that. Let me just go a little bit more on your goals with the HEG protocol.
Okay.
Give me, when you first started, and, you know, sometimes it's kind of looming when you know, especially if you have quite a bit to lose, you know, and I consider anything above 50 pounds, you know, huge. What was your original goal?
I think I said 55 pounds at first.
Okay. Was there a reason? Is that how far you had gotten down with other diets and you figured that's kind of, you wanted to have like a realistic goal?
Where I was. That's where I was after I had my second child, after I got out of the Navy. And I felt pretty good then.
Okay. So as you were coming down and as you saw the ease, again, you know, let me remind the listeners that you lost 80-something pounds in 21 weeks, okay? As you were coming down, did you change your goal?
Yes. I changed it a lot of times, all the time.
It was like, I could get lower. Hey, I could get lower.
That's exactly right.
Hey, this is really working.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's like, I don't need that size pants. I can get, and that's what I did, is I changed from, I mean, the weight's still important, and I still get too hung up on the scale. But it's the size now. I've changed my goals from wanting to be a certain weight to wanting to be a certain size.
Can you share, I mean, I don't want to, you know, dive into personal if you don't want to share it, and I'll edit this out if you want me to. But the story where you had dropped coffee or something on your clothes and had to go out. Okay, do you mind sharing that story?
No, I don't mind at all. Like I said earlier, I teach nursing school, and part of my job is a simulation coordinator, and I'm not with the students. But this particular day, I had a class in the afternoon, and so I was drinking my coffee in the morning, and I dumped it on all over my lap. And so I was wearing khaki pants. So you can imagine what that looked like, this wet spot on my lap. And so I thought, I cannot get up in front of students today and teach like this. And I had nothing else to wear. And so I thought, I'll go to start lunch, be a quick trip, and buy a new pair of pants. And so I went to a department store, and I looked everywhere in women's, and I couldn't find a pair of pants that would fit, even the 4s with the smallest that they had, and they wouldn't fit. They were too big. And my hips are too wide for juniors, and so I couldn't go there. And so I went to a second store. I thought, that's fine. I went to the second store, and the same thing happened. I went to the third store, and we finally found one pair of size 2 pants in the entire store. I had two salespeople were out helping me, and we were frantically searching. I had to be in class in 10 minutes, and we finally found a pair, and the day was saved, and I got to teach. But you know, that was a problem, but it was a good problem, but nonetheless, it was a problem.
How did you feel? I mean, what went through your head when it was like, oh, my God, I can't believe.
I can't believe
that I'm looking for a size 2.
I can't believe I can't find something big enough to fit me, all the way down to I can't believe, I can't find something small enough to fit me. It was a surreal moment. It was really kind of one of those out-of-body kind of things.
Out-of-body experience.
It's like, is this really happening to me?
It's me.
Kind of thing. Yeah. It was
that was,
I love that pair of pants.
I bet you do. Wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
Okay, so your goal changed from the numbers on the scale to actually what fits and what looks good on you, and you're still dealing with some of the mindset stuff that when you pass by a mirror and you can't recognize yourself, and it's been 15 months since you've been at goal. So it takes a while for you to, all the thoughts that you had leading up to this moment, it takes a while to change those thoughts.
Absolutely. Getting those mindsets of, I'm just, you know, a big slug of your mind. I mean, and I've got to think about it, but I'm not that. I don't look like that anymore, and I never was that person. I just thought I was.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely takes time. It takes a lot of support and a lot of time.
Yeah.
And it takes effort. It takes, you know, you have to put your mind to it. It's not just something that's going to follow like the way it was.
Exactly. So the big question is, what part, or first of all, let me ask you this, a simple question. How important has support been to the success of your experience on the HCG protocol and maintenance?
I think it's been crucial. I had tried other stuff before that, you know, worked for a while, but then I gained it back and I would feel like a loser. Now with the support and being able to keep it, the weight off, and just when I do mess up, which I do frequently, having the support to just say, get to do it again. You didn't fail. It's not over. It's life. You know, it's just life going on around you, and it happened, and now let's fix it. Move on.
Exactly.
That has been the most amazing thing. I can tell such a difference in my rounds when it was just my husband and my family being supportive, my early round, till after I found the Happily Center After website and joined boot camp, to when I was able to join your one-on-one coaching. The support is just, it is such an integral piece of my journey.
Excellent. So you've dealt with a lot of different ways of support. You've dealt with one-on-one, you've dealt with, you know, group coaching, you've dealt with, you know, being a part of a community type thing. All of them are integral
mm-hmm.
to your success. But I'd like to talk about the coaching relationship.
Okay.
What do you get out of coaching that you think might be missing out of maybe the group support or the community support?
Well, one, you get the coach, which is you, Biz, your vast amount of knowledge that you've accumulated and you freely share. That's one thing, is there's things I would have never, ever thought about, that you've got the research, you've got the numbers. Like you said, you're a number cruncher to show me that, yeah, I can do this. That's been huge. All the trauma that's been in my life this summer, and I haven't checked in even every day like I'm supposed to, but having that to be able to go back and say, okay, this is where I'm at right now. What do I need to go to do? Where do I need to go? Do I just keep on keeping on like I am now? Do you want me to change something? That's huge. I just wasn't getting it by myself. Even after all the time I've been on protocol and read about protocol and thought about it, there are simple things that you will tell me that I'll look into and I'll put into practice. It just works. Just like getting back to the week thing, when you talked to me about look at the week, I was amazed. I never thought that so many of my problems were based on a grain.
Mm.
So
it's amazing.
And the coaching, just being able to go there and say, hey, I'm having a bad day and I reach for some Doritos. You know, and I have to say that Biz isn't always real nice about that. But that's okay. That's what I asked for.
You're not supposed to tell them that part, Tola.
Yeah. Well, no, it's true, though, because, I mean, you can be nice. No, you shouldn't do that. But sometimes you just get your hands smacked. So,
well,
but it's slow.
I have a little system that I work out. If it's, you know, more than three times, I'm like, okay, that's enough. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's funny. Of course, I'm seeing it from my side as the coach rather than the client. But, of course, I am a client to some of my own coaches, so I know that relationship very well. What I personally like about a one-on-one coach situation is that there are some things that I don't like to share with the group, you know, because, of course, I'm the only one that has to deal with this kind of stuff. No one else in the world has to. So,
right.
And until we get past that, it's really good to talk one-on-one with
mm-hmm.
someone that has been there and done that and gotten through it. And that's really valuable to me as a client with my coaches, is that, you know, I look to people that have been there, done that, and made it. Or even if they didn't make it, they made it again type situation. They don't ever give up.
Right.
that's crucial for me as a client to my own coaches, and that's what I try to deliver to my clients, is that, you know, we're all in this life together. We all have we all have to deal with life in general. And one of the things that I try to establish with my clients, and of course my clients say that I do a pretty good job of it, is just keeping your goals in sight. Keeping you know, reminding you that this is what you want. I try to tell my clients all the time, I see them at their goal. I don't see them anywhere else. In my mind's eye, when I talk to my clients, I see them as having achieved their goals already. So I can speak to you objectively because I can see you there. Mm-hmm. And my job is to just make you see you there. And have I accomplished that in our coach-client relationship?
Absolutely. And one of the biggest things I think that you've helped me with is the negative thinking, which I think is kind of what you're going at there, is the I don't think I always see the glass half empty, but with me I do. And that's one of the things, changing some of those thought patterns and seeing me at goal and not failing to get to goal, or not, you know, I had that Dorito, now life is over. You've taught me to see myself in a different light, to look at that goal. You've put me, you know, not just the emails, but you've given me resources and books that I need to read and places to go look for research. And you're not just telling me, okay, this is what you need to do. It's not just instruction. It's guidance. It's coaching. That's what you're doing.
Right. Now, my tagline for the Bod Squad program is empowering you to live in the body of your dreams. Do you feel empower is a real, I get chills when I say that word. It's a really important word in my life because, you know, I know I'm not unique in this, or that nobody else feels this way, is that sometimes, you know, I don't mind being told what to do, but I want you to give me the tools to help me learn myself. Because without, you know, it's the whole feed of, give a man a fish, you know, or teach him how to fish type mm-hmm. thing. If I give you the tools, then you're going to have these things for life. If I just tell you, hey, Tola, you need to eat this, 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 and then you don't need to do this, then, you know, you're just doing things by rote. But right. if I give you the tools, if I empower you with the tools that you need, then you are going to live in the body of your dreams. Am I off base on that?
No, you are absolutely. You are dead on. That's, I mean, like I said, when we talked earlier with diets, I tried, that's how I lost it. They just gave me food to eat.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't teach me how.
And that's why you gained it back.
And that's why I gained it back. But you've given so much more. That's absolutely right. And not quite there to the bottom of my dreams, almost there.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure having you as a client. Is there anything else that you would like the listeners to know about your success with the HCG protocol?
I think really is just to do it. Just, you have to be willing, just like I was, to just jump in both feet and do it. It's not something you do halfway. It's not something you'll try for a day or two. You have to commit, and it's 3 weeks. Commit to 3 weeks. Just do it. I think that regardless of the method you choose, whether it's the homeopathic or the sublingual or the injection, I know that with my homeopathic drops, I followed along with what Dr. Simeon said in counseling it exactly. And my was just what he said it was with the injection. So I think that you just have to stick to the protocol, get in that place, and just do it. And be kind to yourself and look for a place to get your support from.
Excellent. That's what I always two of the things that I think are imperative to success in any goal is accountability and support. Accountability, you need to have some sort of keep up with your progress and keep your goals in mind. You have to have some sort of data. Well, you know how important data is to me. But accountability is even, you know, is as much as writing a food journal or weighing yourself every day or measuring yourself every week, or, you know, that's accountability, or being accountable to someone, you know, and it's, you know, here's my friend. I just want you to take a, you know, take a chance and look at my menu every week, every day or something. But support, those two things kind of go hand in hand. One of the greatest, if you want to call it program or something out there, is the 12-step program. You know, for so many different addictions in the world, it's worked for millions and millions of people. And the reason why it works so well is, it's the steps, but it's the support in carrying out the steps. It's the recommending of getting a sponsor, or, you know, what other people call mentors. Even the greatest and most successful people out there today have coaches or mentors or people they look to. There's a story about Steve Jobs, who there is only five people that he dealt with in his life. Those five people, of course, were responsible for everyone else, but he had his support team. And that's what we have to do with any goal that we want in our life. It doesn't have to be just be related to weight loss. It, with anything, you need to have a support team, a support group, someone that you can say, someone that can help pick you up when things get bad and look at it objectively. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. I'm not in your stuff. I don't live day to day. And you've been dealing with a lot of stuff this summer, a lot of stuff. And yet you are at goal. Mm-hmm. So it shows that it can be done.
Absolutely.
And you're not unique. You're not special. You're not, you know, you're just like every one of us. I mean, you are special. But you know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah. So
everybody else can do this too.
Yes, exactly. Yes. There's no easy way to say that, is there? So, Tola, I would like to thank you for doing this interview for Happily Thinner After in the HCG shop.
Oh, please.
It's been a pleasure working with you, and your losses and dealing with you as a client has been just a joy, and just watching you grow and watching you have your epiphanies and watching you, you know, fall and then get back up and showing, it's been empowering for me. That's why I love my job. it's clients like you that just keep at it, knowing the importance of support, knowing the importance of accountability, knowing the importance of getting back on that horse when, you know, when things are down. So I applaud you. Thank you so much.